Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
So I went all the way back. I started in 2017 to now at when guys are inserted. Because obviously when you're drafted in the first round, you are drafted to play eventually that season. Yes. Rarely, very rarely do you get the Patrick Mahomes situation where he sat basically the entire year until the final week.
Well, that's because there was a very good and competent quarterback in front of him.
And a good, competent team in front of him. Right. They were a playoff team.
Right.
The Jordan Love situation was also really unique because Aaron Rodgers was in front of him. Mm-hmm. And Jordan Love ended up sitting not one, not two, but 3 years before he was inserted. So those are really the rare examples. So I went back and looked, and here's what I found. Caleb Williams started right away. Jaden Daniels started right away. I think mixed results from both.
Yeah.
Drake May was inserted week 6 last year. Week 6. Ended up going 3-8, put up respectable numbers.
Yeah, he wasn't horrible.
Was not horrible. Jury's still out. 2023, Bryce Young started right away. Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
C.J. Stroud started right away. Really good.
Yep. Playoffs.
The one first-round pick in 2022 was Kenny Pickett. He was inserted in the middle of week 4.
Yeah.
And then took over week 5. Ended up going 7-5 the rest of the way. Did not end up playing well. Is no longer a starter in this league.
Yeah, but that was with the Steelers.
That was with the Steelers.
And the Steelers are going to be good no matter who the quarterback is.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of proved
yesterday, last week.
They're proving that right now. And I think that Kenny Pickett was also probably not that big of a quarterback prospect. No, it was a weak draft.
He was the only one, right, in the first round?
Only one in the first round. Wow. In 2021, Trevor Lawrence started right away. Was terrible that rookie season, but...
But circumstances matter.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily think that starting right away stunted his growth. I think what's hurt him is, you know, the coaches around him, probably.
Third one.
Yeah. Zach Wilson started right away. Disaster.
We know that one.
Justin Fields was inserted in the middle of week 2 and eventually took over week 3, would later get hurt,
right,
but ended up going 2-8 and did not play well his rookie season either.
This is bad.
Mac Jones started right away, 10-7, made the playoffs.
He was great.
He was great.
That's because Josh McDaniels was the offensive coordinator.
Yes. Yeah. And it felt at that moment Bill Belichick was still in God mode. That has fallen off ever since. 2020, Joe Burrow started right away. The Bengals were losing a lot of games, but you were definitely impressed by him until he got hurt. Tua was a weird one. Tua actually sort of reminds me of the Eli Manning stuff. So it was week 7, and the Dolphins were 3-3 at the time in the bye with Ryan Fitzpatrick playing reasonably well.
Yeah.
And then stunningly, Brian Flores and the Dolphins benched Fitzpatrick for Tua. They ended up going 6-3 the rest of the way. But it was sort of a surprise that they made that move when they made it.
It was a surprise, but I also feel like Flores didn't like Tua, right?
Yeah, it ended up ending. Well, he was too tough on Tua.
Yeah, well, he didn't like it, whatever it was. He probably liked him. He was just hard love for Tua.
Yeah.
And it ended up not being a good thing for anybody.
I don't think they should. I think that's an example, even though the Dolphins ended up playing well under him, where I think it would have benefited him to sit more. They were winning and playing reasonably well with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Maybe.
Justin Herbert was supposed to sit, but Tyrod Taylor got like the wrong needle stuck into him,
yeah,
or whatever the story was.
It was too long,
yeah.
So it punctured his lung.
Ugh. So Justin Herbert took over week two. We do not know how long he would have sat. Jordan Love sat 3 years. Kyler Murray started right away. 5-10.
But rookie of the year.
But rookie of the year and played well. Daniel Jones took over week three. Played reasonably well. Like, put up good numbers. Turned the ball over a lot. Giants went 3-9. Dwayne Haskins, the late Dwayne Haskins, was inserted week nine. Went 2-9 that year. Baker Mayfield. Oh, I'll never forget this one. He was inserted in the middle of week three against the Jets and led the Browns to their first victory in like 100 years.
Yeah, he was throwing dimes that year.
Oh, it was terrible. And then he took over the week after week four the rest of the way and did well. 6-7 through 27 touchdown passes. Not bad. Sam Darnold started right away. Josh Allen's the other weird one. So Josh Allen was inserted in the middle of week one because, get this, Tyrod Taylor got hurt. And so he ended up taking over week two. And
that was Nate Peterman.
Oh, was it Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor was not on.
He started the year before.
Yes.
Was that what it was?
Correct, yes.
Ah, so it was Nate Peterman who got hurt. So the same thing as Justin Herbert, Teague, in that they were planning on sending him,
mm-hmm.
but injury kind of led to expediting the process.
Just real quick, did you forget Bo Nix and Michael Penix, too?
I skipped them because it's too recent.
Okay. Well, you included the other first round.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. Because
okay.
I still think the jury's out on those guys, but you're right.
Okay. You included Drake May. It's the same class.
Yeah, Michael Penix didn't get inserted till like week 14.
Yeah, 3 weeks left.
They Which was very in the middle of a playoff right. race.
Bo Nix started right away.
He ended up won the job in camp, started right away.
Bo Nix started right away. And then finally, Lamar Jackson. Lamar took over week 10 of that year for Baltimore, went 6-1, and played pretty well.
Yeah, he did.
And then 2017, the last year I went to, Deshaun Watson started right away before he got hurt. Patrick Mahomes sat the entire year till week 17. And Mitchell Trubisky took over week 5. So it's a very mixed bag in terms of starting right away, being inserted, and even the results.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. As you went through all of that, the thing I take away, because I don't remember all of the names that you said and what the results are, but the thing that I take away is that either the guy is a good player or he's not. And when they start doesn't necessarily matter. It's whether or not they're a good player. And so I get the obsession with when does he play? Does he sit for a whole year? Does he do this or that and the other thing? I think the underlying, is he a good baller, is more important.
Well, I have two examples to combat that.
Go ahead.
And there are really questions to combat that. Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold is a good player now, is he not?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Is he?
I don't know. He's different in Seattle.
He's different, but starting him right away, even though his first week was actually
right.
sort of a success. Remember in Detroit on the Monday night, he throws the big six.
Right.
Pick six, they bounce back. They end up scoring over 40 points and winning. But I would look at him and say the situation around him,
mm-hmm.
so not just starting right away, but the coaching, the talent around him, absolutely, that it would have behooved him to sit and be in a better situation. I could even argue the same thing about Zach Wilson. I think both Jet examples could fly.
No, I don't know if Zach's a good player.
I don't think he is.
I just don't think he is.
I don't think he is either.
He can be good, but he's never going to be that guy. Sam Darnold. Zach is never going
to
be that guy.
Yeah, I don't think Zach will be that guy. I'm trying to be nice and say, you never know. Tua's down. Zach takes over for Miami. Maybe he proves us all wrong, but probably not.
Right.
Yeah, I think there's a very mixed bag in when you start these guys. Yeah. But the reality is, other than the rare outliers of Mahomes and Jordan Love, guys are playing in their first year. And based on that list, it's usually happening early in the season. Like I said, Drake May week six. Obviously, Michael Penix from last year. That's oddly late.
Yeah.
Usually it's happening in the first 5 weeks of the season.
Well, the Michael Penix thing only happened because Kirk Cousins had a shoulder injury. Right?
That's true. Right. Was it related to the injury? Wasn't it effectiveness?
Well,
It was effectiveness.
He played with it, and then he stunk so bad. Kept throwing like multiple games with multiple interceptions, and then they benched him, and then he came out and told everybody, I've had a bad shoulder.
Right. So it was kind of a combination of the two things.
Right.
Let's go to Frank and Syosset. What's up, Frank?
Evan, Deke, let the kid play. Something to play for. I agree with you, Deke. Let him play.
Yeah.
Russell Williams knows he's on borrowed time. The O-line's going to have to protect the kid. Let him roll out. No more intentional downings. I think he's going to impress everybody. I have a positive feeling about it.
Yeah, I mean, you should, Frank. The reason that I can see it is because he doesn't know what he doesn't know. And there are going to be moments where he's probably going to do something that he shouldn't, and it might work out. So Russ would never do anything he shouldn't. And it was holding them back in a sense.
Too smart for his own good.
Yes. Yes. And sometimes you need to be dumb. You need to just be a PE major. Play with PE majors.
Words to live by. Sometimes just
be. My coach used to always tell me. He used to be like, dude, stop trying to be smart, Tiki. We're just a bunch of PE majors coaching PE majors.
That's funny. Vinny's in Staten Island. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's good.
I actually wanted to comment about the Jalen. Like I heard you say before, Evan, Jalen Hurts compared to Herbert. But yeah. I did want to ask, if Jackson Dart had a career like Alex Smith, how do you think that would
turn
out?
That's a great one. But you don't want the start to be bad.
Well, here's the problem with the question. If Jackson Dart gets off to an Alex Smith start,
right, and then
he
comes
won't
in and gets,
survive.
No, not anymore. Alex Smith survived it because it was an era where you just had patience. Because you already paid him.
Yeah.
Right? Alex Smith was in that era where you paid the first, he was number one, right?
He was number one overall. Yep.
You paid him like he was a king. Without a snap in the league.
Yeah.
And so he survived because we already paid the kid. And then he got his career saved. Now, if you're talking about his career post Jim Harbaugh and then through to the Andy Reid Kansas City Chiefs, 100%.
Right.
But he won't survive without Alex Smith went through in the first.
That's the problem. Like it's a great comp because I think Alex Smith is one of the most disrespected quarterbacks in NFL history.
His consistency after Harbaugh and then through the end of his career till he got hurt was unbelievable.
No question. And I think he gets like this bad rap of, well, but you couldn't win a championship with him. And I fully disagree with that. I mean, if you look back at the way he played in the postseason in 2011 with San Francisco, they could have gotten to a Super Bowl with Alex Smith. That's hogwash. I don't buy that for a second. But before you're very excited to speak, and we'll get to you in a second.
I think I nailed one. I'm sorry.
But the problem is the start. You are never given enough time anymore. He was given 4 years of ineffectiveness and injury. Year five is when he finally showed progress. There's no chance in hell Dart or anyone else is getting that time. I can't wait to hear your point because you're so excited.
Because I think it's going to be controversial.
Okay.
For Giant fans.
By the way, Tiki rolled his eyes as you said that.
No, for Giant fans.
Yeah.
Not a first round pick. So I'm just talking about in terms of career and what he did and the style of play. Because I think Dart matches the style. Tony Romo.
Like, would we take Tony Romo's career?
Yes. Lost a lot of those big clutch games in the postseason. Not all his fault.
Yeah, I think you probably would.
Yeah. I mean, he put up some massive numbers. They won a lot of games.
Yep. Went to the playoffs. Just couldn't get past whatever. Whatever round they were stuck at.
It kind of comes back
to... It's like Andy Dalton, in a sense. He was good, really good player, but he had a ceiling.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it really comes down to how high your expectations are when you draft a quarterback. If it's what Tommy said, which is, hey, he better be super franchise, win me a championship or two, then no. Tony Romo would not be enough.
Right, but it's also, Tony Romo was not a first-round pick.
He was undrafted.
Exactly. And
different
Jackson,
bar.
And Jackson Dart, while also being a first-round pick, was 25. It's not like he was one
right.
or five. So he's the expectation is different based on where you get drafted. I don't know what his draft grade was.
I think your expectations are that when you get drafted, once you're the guy, it's all over. And I'm going to give you an example of an active player mm-hmm. where no one will care where he was drafted anymore because he's been paid mm-hmm. and there are high expectations, and that's Dak Prescott. Doesn't matter anymore.
Right. Yes.
We don't say, well, Dak was drafted. What was it, third round Dak was drafted?
Oh, I think fifth.
Third. Was it fifth? Fourth?
I thought the third.
All right, now I'll look.
I'll get you the answer. It was the fourth round.
Fourth round. So it was right in between.
Yeah. So no one thinks of him that way anymore. No one's like, well, but he was a fourth round pick. It's okay.
Yeah, you're right. That's a great point.
So eventually where you're drafted is gone. Same thing with a guy like Jalen Hurts. No one cares anymore that he was a second round pick.
So if Tony Romo was a 25th overall pick by the Dallas Cowboys, is his career a disappointment?
No.
Well, how do Cowboys...
If he was number one overall, probably.
But how do Cowboy fans feel now about Tony Romo? Like, if you ask the Dallas Cowboy fan, hey, give me a quick sentence on Tony Romo, the player. They're not talking to him like he's Troy Aikman.
Well, here's what I think happened with Tony Romo. They never got the chance to say, we wish you were back. Because Dak Prescott started his rookie season when Tony got hurt in the preseason. And Zeke Elliott was the man.
Right.
And I think they made the playoffs that year, right? Or they were close, whatever it was. They were good without Tony Romo. So it wasn't like, oh, we miss you, Tony. I can't wait till you get back. It was, all right, we're good without you.
Right.
And so and it's not like they kicked him out or cut him or anything of that nature. It was, he got hurt.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.